Feeling financially strapped, anxious about everyday expenses? Well, be proactive now and turn your old gold into new cash at J. Brown Jewelers. There are a lot of options out there, we know that, but what's most important is the integrity and reputation of the jeweler with whom you conduct your business. And what sets J. Brown apart is the fact that they actually care about educating their customers, and it's important to them that their customers know the price of gold and how it's broken down and why they can trust them to give them the most for their gold. Visit their beautiful showroom in Pikesville, Maryland at 1802 Reisterstown Road. J. Brown always has a full staff of qualified buyers to assess anything you may bring in, including diamond engagement rings, fashion jewelry, and silver, and they pay cash on the spot and also offer an additional 50% to the value of your gold if you use it towards any new beautiful piece from their store. That means if your gold is worth $300, they'll give you a free $150 towards any gift in the store. You can't beat that. So bring your old gold into J. Brown anytime. No appointments needed. Your pockets may be empty now, but they'll be full of cash when you walk out their door. J. Brown Jewelers, the trusted jeweler in Maryland, serving its customers for over 100 years.
Baseball is back. Sportsline is on the road at spring training in Florida. Here's the man with the sunscreen, Brett Hollander.
Well, not enough sunscreen, Ed.
Brett, you've used no sunscreen.
Not enough sunscreen, Ed. I'm peeling. Day five, peeling.
You had a rough start.
I did.
You had a very rough start.
I played like a rookie down here, and, you know, you always underestimate the 10 a.m. sun. You always underestimate it, but next year you'll say, Brett, you're a veteran now. This is spring training, like, number four for you. You should know better than that.
You look brighter than the Florida sun right now.
Oh, stop it. It's not that bad. I'm already in a peel stage. This is the foundation.
Your nose is peeling.
My nose is peeling. And so is my forehead a little bit. I'll bounce back. Don't worry about me.
You still got a long way to go.
Long way to go. You really got to pace yourself. Brett Hollander, Ed Encina here in Studio 208 on WBIL. 410-467-WBIL. We welcome your Orioles questions, roster questions. And I do want to break down this roster and spend a lot of our time doing that. And they do have less available spots, and I would say more competition even than last year. I thought last year was a pretty stiff competition, and you were down here. This is your second spring covering the Orioles. But when you look at it, there really are getting really comfortable here at taking your shoes off. I don't know what Jake Cottrell would allow that back in the studio. You're lucky he's not here. But when you look at the roster right now, last year, you think about it, the rotation was really four spots, three spots available. No one, you knew Chem was going to be there. You knew Hamill probably had a spot, but other than that, there were three spots open. Bullpen last year, even Darren O'Day was not assured a spot last year in spring training. Other than Jim Johnson and a couple other guys, Pedro Strop was not a sure thing last year in spring training. They have a lot of guys battling for precious few spots right now.
Right. And, you know, like you mentioned, we didn't have there weren't very many you know, this year, you look at the roster and you look at the pitching staff, and there's a few competitions, but for the most part, that bullpen is entirely intact. Like you said, Darren O'Day last year he might have been the last guy to make the team.
He probably was.
It was between him and Pat Neshek and Zach Phillips, I think.
Right.
And obviously he's had a great year and got rewarded for it last week for it. But now, I mean, when you look at the rotation, you look at, like you said, Hamill, Chen, Gonzalez, and Tillman, those four guys, they... barring some, you know, horrible spring for most of them.
Or an injury, of course.
Right, I think they're in the rotation. So you've got all those other young pitchers and a couple guys who they brought in who are really fighting for really one spot to some degree. And I think someone's going to have to be outpitched in the bullpen to get anything else out of those spots, because I think that we can see in some ways where the direction is going with the bullpen in terms of some guys might maybe landing there, like a guy like Brian Mattis or a guy like Tommy Hunter. We saw how they did really well in the bullpen. Those guys are obviously competing for starting spots right now. But
I'm not sure if Hunter is, and I'll tell you why. Because he's already pitched twice in a very short period through three games. He's on a bullpen schedule right now. It's obvious who's on that schedule, Troy Patton, obviously Tommy Hunter, and a few other guys. They're on the every other day mode or every third day mode already. So Hunter, I don't think, is in competition for a starting spot. So that right now, and tell me if you disagree with this, that would leave, in my opinion, right now for the final rotation spot, Jake Arrieta, Zach Britton, Jair Jurgens, Steve Johnson, and Brian Mattis as the serious contenders. Five guys for one spot. I'm putting T.J. McFarland, the Rule 5 guy, in kind of a subcategory. I don't see him being a fifth starter in this club. Maybe I'm wrong. I do see a scenario that if Mattis were to make the team as a starter, they could find a way to keep him in the bullpen. But I could be wrong about that as well. And there's also the possibility of a deal. Is there anyone else that kind of jumps out to you that would be in the mix for that fifth starter spot?
Oh, that's pretty much it, I think. And Jurgens is going to get a long look, I think. I mean, I
do
think
you?
From what they've seen of him, they need to get a long look from him in terms of what he's going to be, because he does have an out clause in his contract. And there are certain deadlines that they have to meet in terms of his minor league deal. But I think that's pretty much the mix there. The thing with Hunter, I think Hunter will be throwing a two-inning or three-inning stint coming up soon. So maybe they're starting to stretch him out for long relief duty. I think that's probably the spot that he might make the team at. But obviously, you know, with his fastball and his ability to throw it, I think that, Buck's going to have a lot of maneuverability with this bullpen, and that's going to be key to all those guys. I think every single one of those guys, when you look at the guys they had last year, they all kind of played different roles and evolving roles during the course of the season.
Yeah, Hunter's out of options, so they're going to have to make a call on him at some point. You'd hate to give up on a guy who throws as hard as he does, and he's come out firing this spring training.
And there's a lot of guys with lack of, I mean, like I said, I think he's got a safe spot, but Chris Tillman's out of options too. Like you said, Hunter. Obviously, with McFarland, they've got to figure out, you know, what to do with him. They've got to keep him on the roster as a Rule 5 pick, or, you know, risk losing him back to the Indians. Pedro Strop. And guys who, you know, I think those guys have spots, but, there's some maneuverability, but not in some places there's not.
410-467-WBAL, 410-467-WBAL. Brett Hollander, Ed Encina, Orioles beat writer for the Sun, here in studio on BAL.